I know it's hard if you live in Michigan or Minnesota or Montana or that wonderful climate we have at this time of the year to come to sunny San Antonio, but somebody's got to do the hard work. And just a little advice I've learned over the years, make sure you thank the folks back home that are doing your chores so you can be here. If you come from snow, they think this is a pretty plush job being at this convention, but you got a lot of work. But you make sure you thank them. Without folks back home, we wouldn't be here. Let me say at the outset, I've thoroughly enjoyed my year as president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. It's been a true honor. I've gotten to know many of you personally. I've been invited into your homes and into your states. I tell you, the whole country is full of wonderful people. The whole country. To a person, everyone was very nice and supportive to me as I represented you. And so I had a great time representing you. Amazingly, I racked up about 200,000 miles in the United States airport system. Got on about 120 planes. I know how to fasten a seatbelt by now. I slept in 110 different beds along the way. And I just want to report I've treasured every minute of it, except maybe the time I got food poisoned in the Chicago airport, but that's another story. It comes with a job, I guess. I think if you know me at all, you know that I'm a forward-looking kind of a guy, and I want to just tell you we got a lot of work ahead of us this week. First of all, this meeting is a big responsibility. We're here representing all of our neighbors and fellow cattlemen back home. And what we accomplish here this week is going to be on, first of all, on behalf of the 30,000-some members of NCBA. We here are going to accomplish things on behalf of those 30,000. We're also going to be accomplishing things on behalf of the 150,000 cattlemen that belong to their state cattlemen's organization. We're carrying their water, and at the end of the week, we're also working for the 750,000 that pay the beef checkoff every time they sell an animal. So we've got an amazing responsibility and we are representing a lot of people. So it's important what we do here. Here's another amazing fact. We've got a near record turnout at this convention. We're closing in on 5,700 people out here. The most since the last time we were in San Antonio, and you know, lots changed in the business since then. What does that say? I mean, maybe we'll sneak up to 6,000. It says to me, this is an important time in the beef industry, and you know it. And it's also going to be a history-making time for your trade association, NCBA. As we go to work tomorrow, I'm asking you today to get two big things done this week. First of all, it's the committee work. I can't stress that enough. Get your visiting done in the next couple days in the hallway after the nights are over in the morning. But when it comes Friday, head straight to your committee work and get the work done. We need you. The beef industry has changed in the last 12 months since we've been in Phoenix, Arizona. Our business and our life and our way of life is under attack. Beef demand has dropped back to the 1998 levels, where it was the lowest it had been in about 25 years. Demand for beef is off globally, and of course we got a lousy economy to thank for that, and we're not in charge of that, so we're not going to be working on the economy this week. We're getting ready for when the economy turns around. Beef demand, I know that's a word we've used. You know, we have to increase beef demand. Beef demand is what generates profit. and profits what's necessary for all parts of the industry to survive. So whatever work we do about the checkoff this week, it has never been more important. Another committee job next week is going to be very important is the membership committee. If you're on that, I'm expecting a good report on Saturday morning, so if you're on that, please be there and participate. The other thing that's changed in the last 12 months is politically. Many politicians don't seem to remember where food comes from. Seems to me some of them don't even care. Not important where food comes from. They seem to be bent on regulating us out of business. Our committees this week are going to be addressing that problem as we work toward a unified plan to make the business profitable and sustainable again. So I charge you, the buck stops with you, and get after that. Remember, you represent a lot of people back home. The other item I'm asking you for help on, particularly if you're on the NCEBA Board of Directors, and there's 274 of you, I'm asking you to support the Governance Task Force report. You've heard a lot about it. It's going to be discussed this week. Pay attention. I know you still have questions, but I'm confident you hear the explanations of where we are with that report, you're going to come to embrace it. I've been here since before the merger, and I'm a Beef Federation guy from the State Beef Council of Michigan. I'm telling you, this is going to be the time to consummate the marriage of the Beef Industry Council and the old NCBA. This is going to be the week. Instead of two houses that were brought together, we must live in one house if we're going to be successful and ensure a future for this industry. The issues we face are too complex and too dire not to address them as one house. The checkoff's job, of which NCBA is a proud contractor to the beef checkoff, is to increase profit through increased beef demand. Policy's job is to make sure the government doesn't take that profit away through over-regulation, over-legislation, over-taxation. That's what the things we're about. As beef producers, we have a vital stake in both activities. We have a common interest. It's not a conflict of interest. We have a common interest to move the industry forward. Now, don't get me wrong. We have to be single-minded about solutions to these tough challenges, but we also have to keep our accounting straight. What we have today and what we will continue to have in the future is a firewall on how we pay for stuff. That firewall is as solid as it's ever been. That firewall makes sure checkoff pays for demand building and demand protecting efforts, and our dues pay for association lobbying. The fact is, after many years of third-party audits, NCBA has never, ever broken that firewall, and we don't ever intend to even come close. NCBA is the checkoff's number one supporter, and we would never do anything to jeopardize its efforts or the confidence producers have placed in the checkoff. So let's let the bookkeepers keep the books. So what we can do is protect the ranching and farming life of the Americans. We must protect our livelihood and grow our industry so our children can be encouraged to take over our farm and ranches and continue on in agriculture. To do that, we're going to need a unified house going forward if we're going to have a successful fight for you in the future of this industry. These governance recommendations have generated a lot of what-if questions or did you think about this question. Those are going to be details that must be and will be worked out during the bylaw development stage after the convention. I'm asking you to become informed at this meeting and at the end of the week I'm asking all you delegates to approve the governance concept so we can proceed to the detail stage. As a Federation member myself, I know that this will strengthen the role of the Federation as part of NCBA, and that's a good thing. If we approve the concept of the governance structure, I am convinced that the emerging NCBA will be nimble and will thrive as a definitive voice of a profitable cattle industry in this country and around the world. It's going to be a big meeting. Could be history in the making. Making history should be fun. So, have some fun. Visit with some old friends. Make some new ones this week. Educate yourself in the trade show. We have a record-setting trade show. A number of exhibits out there. Go to the forums. Come to the reception tonight. After this, we're going to start the reception in the trade show. Here's a thing you'll never hear anywhere else in the country. There's free food and free beer tonight. You can't beat that.